Well, good evening, everyone. It is 7 o'clock p.m. by on Eastern Time, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Daylight Time. Let me first apologize for my voice. It's been a really long weekend of us celebrating and honoring First Lady. And so my voice is telling the how great of a weekend we had. I'm going to give maybe one more minute for those who may be late in joining us to join the call. I promise not to keep you long. We will give an opportunity for those of you who have questions to ask questions. And so we're looking forward to a great time in South Carolina this week. So I'll give one more minute for those who may just jumped on right at 7. Thank you so much for taking the evening to be on the call. And we also will record this call so that we can place it on the website for those who were not able to be on or hear it. And then we'll give you instructions in a moment how to ask your questions if you have questions. All righty, well, it's 7:02. I'm excited. Let's get started. This call is for the volunteer meeting for Charleston, South Carolina. We're excited about being there on Wednesday night and Thursday night of this week. And like we always do, this is our volunteer conference call. We ask many of our partners and our churches that partner with us to assist with the volunteers, but our main dependence is on Truth and Fellowship Church. And so let me first say thank you to Dr. Briggs and his wonderful wife and the entire staff, Truth and Fellowship, for opening up your doors to us to be there again this year. So I think this should flow really smoothly because this is our second time around to make this happen. So everything should flow extremely smooth. What I'm asking, the address to Truth and Fellowship Church is 3378 Ashley Phosphate Road, North Charleston, South Carolina. Last year we were there on a Thursday and Friday. This year we're on a Wednesday and Thursday. So make a note that the services will be held on March 16th and March 17th. So we'll start on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. We ask that you arrive for 6 p.m. so that everyone can be in place and in position for 6:30 p.m. when the doors open. If you can not arrive at 6 o'clock, but you can arrive closer to 6:30, still come. We have a place for you. On Thursday morning, we'll have a special session for our pastors and spouse. Well, they have an opportunity. We call it brainstorming with the bishop. Just have an intimate time with bishop following our Thursday a.m. service at 11:30. That Thursday a.m. service will be with Pastor Bridget preaching, and she has been doing an amazing job during that time. It's like a lunchtime manner, and so those of you who can volunteer to assist us during that period, we greatly appreciate it. And then we'll close it out on Thursday p.m. at 7:30, and again, we ask that you arrive. On Friday, when you arrive, you can arrive at 11 o'clock. The pastors and spouse session starts at 10, and so there are only a few volunteers that are needed for that, and I'm sure Truth and Fellowship has that covered. And then on Friday evening, you can arrive again at 6 o'clock p.m. Once again, if you can't arrive at 6 p.m., come and check in. There will be a check-in desk for all volunteers. The attire for the volunteers is business casual, and the morning sessions are jacket and collarless shirt for men, dressy casual for the ladies. If you are part of another ministry and you check in, none of your personal demographic information will be given to the church on site. We just ask that you give us your name, I think your email address, but all those forms go directly to New Light Church and to Max Life Team. Volunteers are needed to usher, being part of the hospitality team and parking. And Ms. Latanya Dover at Truth and Fellowship has been amazing in assisting us to make sure that everything goes smoothly. We ask that once you check in, you'll receive a badge, and the badge will be issued. That badge that's issued to you is like a magnetic badge. We ask that you please return it. It's not a keepsake of the evening, but every time you volunteer at the end of that volunteer period, return it. We ask that you register so that you can qualify for the TV giveaway that we do at the Max Life Encounters. We're giving away TVs again this year. And so if you have not registered for the Max Life Encounters Charleston, I believe the code to register is M-E-S as in South, C as in Charleston, M-E-S-C. And you can text that to 71441, or you can go on the website. This year we've made the adjustment where volunteers, you don't have to park off-site. You can park right there at Truth and Fellowship Church. And it's on your right-hand side down the highway. It's real easy to get to. And we're going to have a great time. We'll flow like we did last year. It's a great opportunity for other churches to work together as we support the vision of Max Life TV. It's expanding daily, and we're so godly proud of what God is doing in the life of our bishop and first lady. And so thank you for making the commitment first, but I know you will follow through on your commitment to assist us with these services and the encounter this week. At this time, I'm going to open it up for Q&A. And so, Desmond, can you give them instructions on what to do for questions?
Yes, if you would like to ask a question, just press 5 and then star, and you will be recognized and your phone will be unmuted. That's 5 and then star.
Well, it looks like there are no questions. This information will be on our website, as well as the audio version of the call. Thank you for joining us. I know many of you have representations, like a representation person from your ministry who will pass along all the information to everybody else. We're going to have a great time in South Carolina, and so I know Dr. Briggs and his team is ready, and thank you for volunteering. Let's close with a word of prayer, and we look forward to seeing you Wednesday night at Truth and Fellowship Church for our first night of Max Life Encounter for 2016. Let's pray. Father, we thank you just for this wonderful privilege to lend our gifts and talents to be a blessing to others. So, Father, we thank you for the safe travel of our bishop and first lady to South Carolina. We thank you, Father, that there is a word in their mouth that will change and shift our lives forever. Father, we thank you that our volunteer efforts never go unnoticed by you, and you are the great rewarder. And so, Father, we thank you for the blessings that you'll bestow upon our lives for our investment in the kingdom of God. Father, we declare that every service will flow smoothly. The anointing of God, the anointing of you will rest on every service. And we declare that the Holy Spirit has freedom to rule and reign. And so, Father, we give you praise in advance for all that shall be accomplished while we're in South Carolina, blessing your people. Lives will be delivered, souls will be saved. And we thank you, Father, that deliverance will take place, and we will maximize life together. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a great evening. And remember, the call will be available for others to hear after the fact on our website. Goodbye.